Abraham entertaining angels. So Genesis chapter 18, and we'll read from verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, that is Abraham, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favour in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray thee, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do, as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abram ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before him. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abram and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. Amen. May God bless to us this reading from his word. The Lord Jesus Christ appears several times in the Old Testament in human form, and this appears to be one of those occasions. The reason for this visitation by the Lord to his friend Abraham is to confirm once again the soon arrival of a son, an heir to Abraham and Sarah, and to reinforce that promise that we have been reading about in recent chapters of the story of Abraham. And we have a lovely account here of the hospitality of Abraham. In these days, so many years ago, Abraham was very eager and keen to show kindness to travelers as they passed by in that land. And it shows how kind and gracious that Abraham was to these visitors and these strangers. Indeed, it may well be from this very passage that the writer to the Hebrews takes his cue when he writes in chapter 13 and verse 2, Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And looking after those who are weak, and looking after those who are in need, and looking after strangers and aliens is a blessed vocation in the family of God. It is quite likely indeed that this was the Lord Jesus Christ and 2 angels that had come to visit Abraham, based on what is said to Abraham and Sarah and what happens afterwards. And Abraham shows a great deal of respect to these travellers. He supplies them with water to wash their feet, which was common, a common need at least in those dry and dusty conditions of the Middle East, that country. He gives them a place to sit in the shade, and he provides a sustaining meal of bread and meat and milk and butter. He looks after their physical needs to the best of his ability. But then, perhaps around verse 9 and 10 of the passage that we've just read together, Abraham begins to realize that these guests are something special. And if it hadn't dawned on him before, even by just looking upon the faces of these three visitors, certainly as they begin to speak to him, surely it must have dawned on him that he was in the presence of someone special. We see that the Lord, as it was who spoke, knew Sarah's name. Not only did he know her name, he knew her new name, the name Sarah that had been given to her because she would be the mother of many nations. And he asked where she was, not because he did not know, as God knows all things, but perhaps to attract her attention. He knew where she was, he knew that she had been busy, but he would have her attention. And it's a funny thing that happens, that when our names are mentioned, even when it happens in a conversation that we are not a part of, we always seem to hear our own names being mentioned. And so it was here. Sarah realizes he's talking about me. And the Lord said to Abraham, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening behind the door of her tent. And when the Lord said that to Abraham, Sarah laughed. She laughed into herself. And she thought to herself, how can I possibly give birth to a son? And in verse 13, as we were reading, we saw that the Holy Spirit tells us there that it was Jehovah, it was the Lord who spoke. And it was also the Lord that knew that Sarah had laughed. And Sarah went on to deny that she had laughed, even although the Lord confronted her with what she had done. This little passage shows us a couple of things, and let me just bring them to your attention. The first thing that we see here, perhaps, that is particularly noticeable and memorable is that nothing is too hard for God. That is what the Lord says to Abraham. He is to realize that nothing is impossible, nothing is too hard for God. And that reminds us of another occasion when the Lord Jesus Christ said the same thing to his disciples in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26. We're told there that Jesus said that lots of things are impossible with men, but with God all things are possible. And that was to show that the Lord is able to save men and women from their sins, to save boys and girls from their sins, to bring us into a knowledge of the truth, because it is a divine work. It is a holy work of God to make men and women suitable for his presence, to take away our sin and to bring us into that place of righteousness and holiness and perfection before God, to reconcile and bring peace between sinful people and the holy God. With men, that's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And the other thing that this little passage reminds us of is that we must always be honest with God. You know, we can't hide anything from God. God knows what we say, and he knows what we do, and he even knows what we think. And it is foolish to pretend before God. Let us, when we are worshipping him, let us, when we are hearing his word read, let us, when we are praying to him, let us, when we come into the presence of the Lord's people, remind ourselves in so doing not to be hypocritical, not to be pretentious, but to be humble and honest and sincere before God in all that we say and do. If the Lord, as we were thinking about in Psalm 95, calls us to worship, to thanksgiving and praise, let us do him the honour of being honest before him. Our God knows all things. Abraham discovered the true identity of his visitors. This God with whom we have to deal, this God into whose presence we come, this Lord Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the all-powerful God who can do all things, and the all-knowing God who knows all things. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us.